This is David Noble, just with some thoughts on yesterday evening's test debate, which was held at the National Galleries of Scotland in Edinburgh. There were lots of people tweeting on the night, and if you go to search.twitter.com and type in hashtag test debate, that's with two S's, all one word, then you'll get a flavour of some of the ideas that were coming out from the panel, which featured the education spokespeople of each of the parties, including the education secretary of the SNP, Mike Russell, but also some great ideas coming from the audience. There was a few things that stuck out for me. Many members of the audience, when they were responding to the comments from the panel on certain questions which were chosen, conveyed what they were sensing as great anger among ordinary street-level education staff, mainly teachers, and that was really being felt throughout classrooms. Teachers were dismayed, or recently were becoming increasingly dismayed, based on the proposed changes to teachers' paying conditions that have emerged from the discussions of the SNCT. I got the impression that this has been recent and that is very much linked to the proposal that's only recently been added to cut teachers' pay to 90% of their salary from the first day that they are absent. So that potentially affects all teachers, whereas I think some people have been a bit slow off the mark in the sense that many of the proposals up to now have been seen as attacks on certain groups of teachers. So there was a strong feeling there. Not much being said about pensions. It seems to be a little early in terms of the political fallout from the proposed changes to pensions. So that wasn't mentioned last night. The party spokespeople were implying throughout that the cuts were inevitable, so nobody was challenging the need for ongoing cuts in the £60 million in the present climate and the present settlement. What they were doing were repeatedly stating that the cuts had to be done in imaginative and creative ways. They also said that there could be new ways of working and that these could be passed around Scotland and implemented effectively through the sharing of good practice and best practice. And although there was a convivial atmosphere and there were, I got the sense that the good relations and consensus that's existed through much of Scottish education in the last 10 years, I sense that's going to continue, although there could be a big discrepancy with, as I mentioned earlier, the workers on the street level. There was a concern for me that phrases like innovation, creativity and sharing of best practice wasn't linked to enhancing outcomes and improving teaching and learning and making learning more relevant for the changing nature of the young people and the demands of the young people that we're working with. It was mentioned solely in relation to being able to provide some kind of education service in amongst all of these cuts. And it reminded me of what we often hear within education technology when people talk about things like web conferencing, Glow, etc. When people slip into suggesting these tools are used as a way of providing the same or better levels of education provision, but on a much reduced budget. And I think that these kind of arguments are pedagogically bankrupt. And just to finish off this, Pooh, a couple of things really stood out. Donaldson's report has clearly been well received and fully expect to see in the announcement next week master's levels accounts open for all new teachers. And considering that the message is very clear, there are 70,000 very angry teachers out there, expect there to be an announcement very